Stu Hickok at breakfast. 107.3 Stafford FM.
We hooked up with the Stafford Street Pastors just to get a feel for some of the work that they do in Stafford Town Centre. Now, these are the volunteers. They're all from different churches in Stafford that sort of meet up on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And three or four of them will just wander around the town and make sure everybody's okay. I like that. I think you described them as, was it the fourth emergency service?
The fourth emergency service, indeed. They take a lot of work off the emergency services for making sure they can deal with the things they should be.
Mm-hmm.
They stay out till a crazy time of night, don't they, to make sure that everyone gets home.
Well, we spent the evening with them, didn't we? And we ducked out at about 2:30, 3 o'clock. When it was chucking out time and couture and stuff. But they were there till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and are regularly.
And they're there from 10. We met them at about half ten, wasn't it, on the Saturday night, and spend the evening with them. And they go out with bags as well, and these bags are loaded up with things that can sort of help people when they're out, like flip-flops for the women so they can walk home and not get poorly feet.
Which is just, I can't even tell you how angelic that is. The feeling of taking those shoes off cannot be described.
And the other thing is lollipops as well, which is always like an icebreaker, particularly if they meet somebody who's sort of slumped in the middle of the street, drunk, and, you know, sort of slurring the words and struggling a bit, and they could appear a bit aggressive. The icebreaker is giving them a lollipop, shoving them a lollipop in a gob. So it's lollipops and flip-flops with the Stafford Street Pastors. Let's hear about some of their work.
Right, see, Saturday before Christmas, it's going to be a very, very busy night in Stafford Town Centre with lots of revellers, lots of Christmas parties out, obviously. And we're going out with the Stafford Street Pastors, who are volunteers. The general idea with the Stafford Street Pastors is to make sure everybody's safe and secure, and that those revellers that are out on a Tuesday, a Friday and a Saturday night get home safely.
Street Pastor 1 signing on.
Greetings, Street Pastors.
So, we're now in the town centre. The street pastors, I guess, in essence, just walking around, making sure everybody's safe and secure. It is early doors, it's only 11:15. There's a massive queue outside the post house at the moment. Oh, look at that queue! That's like a queue for a ride at Alton Towers. So we're out in town, we're out with these street pastors, and we've come to what is, I guess, the busiest door tonight, or what seems to be the busiest door so far at like 11:15, and that's the post house. I've got Dean Chetwood with me, who's one of the doormen here. How difficult is it to man the door in town?
This time of year, it can be quite difficult. When we start getting fairly busy, we'll start doing a one out and a one in process just to control the crowd. Obviously, once we reach capacity, try and, you know, keep to our numbers. But like I say, it can be quite difficult at times.
How many guys will you have working then, not just outside, but inside?
So all together tonight we've got 7 door staff on. That's including myself, I'm head doorman here. We'll have normally 2 on the front. When it gets busy like this, we'll have an extra man on the front with us to basically just walk up and down the queue, just checking for anyone who may have had a bit too much, so we can sort of knock them back earlier on rather than queue up and waste their time. And we'll have 4 or 5 lads inside on different positions, like so.
And how difficult is it then, you know, when you're faced with not necessarily a threat, but an altercation, let's say, and it's on the door? How difficult is it for you guys?
I mean, at times it can be quite hard. You get quite a lot of verbal abuse, but, you know, we've got a good police presence in this town as well, so they're always there to hand, and we've got a good professional team. We've got a lot of lads with a lot of experience on the door, so it's dealt with quite well and professionally. So
what about the street pastors? I mean, how much of an influence are they on anybody that you actually remove from your premises?
To be honest with you, they're great. They are street pastors. You know, they go out all hours, and you get women that come out, they look a bit vulnerable, had a bit too much to drink, lost their friends. Street pastors are always there on hand to sort of make sure they get home safely, or get them in a taxi, and just make sure they're okay, like so.
So I guess then, Dean, they're an essential extension and an essential part of the work that you do.
Well, definitely, yeah, and the nightlife, you know, for the work they do, it can help us at times. You know, we're trying to do a job here inside and outside. We've still got a care duty for people that are leaving the premises. We've got the street passers there on hand, and they can take them off your hand, which helps us in our work.
These guys, actually, they're all volunteers. They all sort of give up their time for free, and they're all part of different church groups in Stafford. And they do some wonderful work, picking up drunks from off the street and making sure that people get home safely and get into taxis and stuff. So let's join them on our second part of our exclusive with the Stafford Street Pastors.
So it's 11:30. We've already got a bit of an incident, which is outside, well, it's opposite Wetherspoons. Andy, have you just been called over there?
Yes, they called over the CCTV thing to look after a lady who's fallen over a sign, apparently.
Again, it's high heels, isn't it?
Ready for the flip-flops, eh?
So in this incident, then, obviously because it's a lady, it's a case that the ladies, Andrew and Julie, are looking after the young lady that's in distress.
Yeah, they'll take the prime role and put the arm around her and chat to her, see what's going on.
And has there anything else happened so far tonight? I mean, it's early doors, isn't it, really?
No, just confirmation of what I thought earlier. It is an extremely busy night. I think it's probably the busiest I've seen it. Queues at all the venues to get in. Nothing too untoward. People seem to be behaving themselves, enjoying themselves.
So far?
They're being held back going into the Swan, certainly. The guy there, doorman there, explained to us that it doesn't look very busy from the outside, but the bars are actually 8 people deep on the inside. Occasionally they have problems saying to people, no, you can't come in, we're full. because they can't see from the outside just the extent of how full it is. But
so people, you just roam up and down the high street then?
Yeah, we go to each of the venues, check, say hello to the doorman, give them a lollipop.
It's like lollipops and flip-flops.
Let them know that we're around. If they want to call on us, they can do. Yeah.
We've just seen the first incident with the street pastors tonight. I've got Chief Inspector Jane Hewitt with me. You're on duty this evening, Jane. How effective do you find the street pastors were?
Very effective. What it does, it stops for sort of minor incidents, emergency services, ambulance and police being drawn into dealing with sort of minor emergencies, so it keeps us free to deal with other issues, so invaluable. And it's about sort of safeguarding and looking after people, because a lot of it is about being too drunk, and of course then they're vulnerable. So brilliant piece of work.
And in terms of tonight then, are you expecting it to be a relatively busy night? Because it seems very busy.
Yeah, it's a busy night, but it, as you probably found, it's good spirited at the moment. You know, we want people to come out and enjoy themselves. It is Christmas, and that's where, as I say, the street pastors work for us, because when there is a bit of an issue around perhaps having a bit too much to drink, they can pick up and help them rather than them having to engage with the police.
We've come into the picture house, Wetherspoons. It's absolutely packed in here.
Well,
I think it'd probably take you the best part of like half an hour to get a drink. We've got some young ladies with us who are sitting at a table here in Wetherspoons. What are your names?
My name's Becca.
This is Laura.
Katie.
Evie.
Oh. Right, I'm guessing this is a Christmas party, a night out?
No, just a standing night out. Yeah, standing night out in Stafford. So.
Are you sort of regular Saturday night girls?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Where do you usually end up?
Couture, mostly. Yeah, sometimes pasta.
So it's destination couture tonight, girls?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know anything about the street pastors?
Oh, free flip-flop. Brilliant. They're brilliant.
Yeah. And water.
So you've taken advantage of the flip-flops?
Yes.
Do you realise they give out lollipops?
No, I didn't know that.
Lollipops.
Yeah, I do think it's amazing. Yeah.
So for you, they're an essential part of a night out.
They are. Every night. Really are. I've got about 5 pairs of flip-flops.
We've wandered now over to Couture. It's just coming up to 2 o'clock, actually. It'll be chucking out time, I would imagine, pretty soon. And we've got Rob and Jay from Salop Medical Services. I've never heard of you guys. Can you just sort of explain what your role is, what you do?
Well, basically, we're a private ambulance company, but tonight we're here providing medical support to the team at Couture.
And in terms of a Saturday night out in Stafford, are you dealing with the revelers when they come out the club?
Pretty much, we're here in case anybody's had one too many or has any accidents from tripping downstairs or things like that. It's just basic first aid cover. Well, I'll say basic first aid, a little bit more advanced than that, but cover so that anybody has any accidents or feeling unwell for any reason that we can here to help out.
And when you respond to an incident then, is it a case that you assess the situation? Do you then involve the ambulance service afterwards or at any point during that incident?
All depends. What